I actually started off learning, you know, very classical Iranian music. Been to Iran a couple times. And my friend, my teacher, told me the first time, says, it's a lifetime journey. And it is.
We're speaking with Dan Ryan. The classical music of Iran is frequently improvisational. Do you play some of that?
I actually play every day, believe it or not. I work on the setar every day, and it is very highly structured improvisation. And the Iranians have this body of melodies and divided up into 12 modes. And you learn these, and there are other things, too, that have been added. But when you play, there are various levels of improvisation, some just choosing melodies, others you create within these structures.
Dan, which of your classical recordings would you like to listen to and why?
I think the piece I'm going to choose is sort of a tribute to one of the great masters, one of the great setar masters, Saeed Hormozi, that has sort of really taught me about improvising within structures. And so it's the piece that we'll listen to is, it's from Avaz Abuata.
Dan Ryan on the setar, but Dan, you also play the dutar, which is a regional Iranian instrument.
When I told a friend I wanted a dutar, he said, well, which kind? Because in Iran alone, there may be 5 or 6 kinds of dutar. And I asked him what he thought, and he says, oh, Torbatajam. Torbatajam is a region along the Iranian-Afghan border. And so he sent it to me via a friend who was visiting. And so I started playing the dutar, and then I found out. Also, this is the region Omar Khayyam was from. And I started putting, you know, hey, let's sing this poetry. And I had friends help me with the Farsi. And for many years, I just sang in Farsi. But now, with friends, we've worked on English translations.
By doing more with English, you're able to let Americans know more of the spirit of the Omar Khayyam poetry.
This is a poem where Khayyam is actually older. The journal of youth is gone. You know, that fresh spring of life is gone. And we're all in the process of aging. You know, and he talks about that bird of joy that was youth, you know, that energy we all have. But yet, when the Saugi, the wine bearer, offers him a glass, it brings the freshness of springtime to his heart.
With white hair, I am happy, yes, I'm oh so happy that your wine despite my tired mind, your wine has brought the freshness of spring to my heart. Pirani, Sarum, Bahari Dil Tazi, Shudas. Yes, I'm happy. Your wine has brought the freshness of springtime to my heart.
Dan, you've been playing Iranian music for decades. Are you now a creator of this tradition?
Yeah, I'm beginning to create in this tradition. In the classical tradition, I'm creating more. In the tradition of the dutar, I am creating something right now. I feel like totally unique. This one is very, very loosely based on a piece I've worked with, but yet I've bent it, I'm stretching it, I'm pulling it. And so if a Iranian friend of mine, some of them might be able to recognize it, but also I've stretched things and created something where it might not be recognizable. But yet within my mind, you know, I see where these structures have all led up to this point. And so this is an improvisation loosely based on those structures.
Dan Ryan, Iranian music for voice, setar, and dutar. To contact Dan Ryan, do an internet search for Dan Ryan, R-E-I-N. You'll get plenty of hits. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.